What is up, you guys? My name is Noelle, and this is Hot Girl Happy Hour, where I discuss all things pop culture, lifestyle, and hot. Today, I'm going to be talking about the Love is Blind After the Altar special. I have to admit, it does feel a little useless, since we all know going in, it was filmed before the SK cheating allegations. So it's like, we already know SK and Raven are broken up, and they were the main people I was really concerned for. Everybody else is pretty much exactly what I thought it was going to be, but I was excited to see. Well, now we know they got re-engaged, but he messed it up. What I'm even more so excited for than the After the Altar special is Raven going on the Vile Files. I know that is going to be amazing. I love Raven so much. I'm excited to hear her talk, but I took them so to heart. Like, I took that shit personal. You guys have no clue. I literally felt like I got cheated on, honestly, which sounds ridiculous. But I would just like to say what everyone always says. Billie Eilish said it best. If you give an ugly man a chance, and we're not even like, oh, maybe SK's not ugly. Let's be fucking real. Compared to Raven, be so astronomically fucking for real. SK was so not cute compared to her. You give an ugly guy a chance, he treats you like you're the ugly one. I cannot believe he did it to Raven. I'm honestly so shook. I'm excited to see what she has to say. I'm excited for when and if he finally speaks up. We'll see what he says, because there has to be some explanation of why he thought that was okay to do. Like, maybe they were broken up. Maybe they were in an open relationship. We really do not know. But no, I just feel like he's a fucked up human being to do that. Anyways, other Love is Blind stuff. What we all saw coming, of course, Colleen and Matt fight a lot. And to sit there and say it's no big deal that you don't live with your spouse, especially since they have like $5,000, it's not even like, this sounds away, and I'm not very, very wealthy at all. $5,000 to live with your spouse isn't that a lot of money. He could have sublet his apartment. It just sounds like an excuse. And as Raven said, they argue a lot. Colleen and Matt argue a lot. Nobody's surprised at that. Brennan, I know a lot of people don't like how he talked to Cole. I really don't care how he talked to Cole. And I like Cole. The thing is, like, I thought the whole cutie situation was kind of just stupid and just such a small and trivial part of their relationship, more than likely. But I like Cole, other than the stuff with Zay. I think he's funny and he seems really cute. Overall, it was just kind of lackluster because we all knew what was going to happen. Like, did anyone think going into that episode, Cole and Zay are going to make up? I never thought that was going to happen. I think really watching Love is Blind, something I learned is leave at the very first red flag, because it's just going to go downhill from there and you're just going to learn more and more bad things. And I wish that Raven had just left and stopped messing with SK as soon as he said no to her at the wedding. I think that was a red flag and she should have stopped messing with him and she could have avoided a lot. But leave at the very first red flag. I think that way, even in friendships, like, I think of one of my long-term friendships that recently ended, and I can track back to, like, the first time I got kind of an icky feeling about the friendship where I was like, ooh, maybe this is not it. And it was, like, 2 weeks into our friendship, but I let it go. And then the ending of our friendship was because of a kind of similar situation. So that just tells me, leave at the very first red flag. Like, as soon as a person makes you feel not good about yourself, leave. Like, can you imagine if Nancy had left, like, when Bartice was saying things to her, even in the pods, it was like, red flag, red flag, red flag. She could have avoided so much. And people roasted the guy, Andrew. The eye drop thing seemed so irrelevant to me. And I didn't take that as him trying to fake cry. But I didn't think Andrew was a red flag. And I think he genuinely liked Nancy and he would not have treated her that way. Just leave at the first red flag to avoid so much pain. That's what we're doing. That's my Valentine's Day advice regarding love and Love is Blind. Leave at the first red flag. It's just going to get worse. It's also been a minute since I talked about The Bachelor, just because this season, honestly, every person I love, every person I was excited for, got eliminated, including Kat. For what reason? I don't know. But I actually really like Zach as the Bachelor. I think he's mature. I think he knows what he wants. And he's not letting anything get in his way. I was so hurt at Christina leaving. I also have been reading the rumors regarding Christina. They said that she was like really drunk the first night and hitting on girls. And that was the most hilarious thing to me because I feel it as a mom. When I drink now, ever since I had my baby, my alcohol tolerance has gone so downhill. I'm excited for her to address that. I want to see if they're going to address that at the reunion after the final rose, because it was just hilarious news to me. But I've actually been liking this season of The Bachelor, even though it is a little boring. I think Zach is really pure. Watching him really feels like I'm watching a little Hallmark movie, the way he talks about the girls that he does like. Like when the girl Katie was like, oh, I've never really had a super romantic date that hasn't been my dating life. And he was like, that's what you deserve. I'm like, okay, Zach, like, I hear something purring.
That was a joke, mostly. And that was
mostly a joke. That was 90% a joke. But I've been liking Zach's season of The Bachelor. Tomorrow, that new show drops that we know Bartiste is going to be on, and so is Shane, and a couple of other villains from different shows. So I'm definitely going to catch that, post an episode on that. You guys have a good day. Leave with the first red flag, and happy Galentine's Day and almost Valentine's Day.